You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
The sign at the grocery store said canned goods, not canned goods.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Ann, I have to say that my reaction when you sent me this topic had nothing to do with the spelling of canned goods, but it brought back a memory of in middle school, we had to come up with team names for our homerooms. So somebody might be Cooper's Cougars or something like that. My homeroom, wanting to be unique and different, we proclaimed ourselves the canned goods.
I love that.
I remember at an assembly, we had won something, like we got first place for basketball or something like that. And I still remember our principal looking at it and going, and the award goes to Crable's canned goods? And we were so excited and we all screamed. Yeah, we actually used to even have a little can of soup that was our mascot. So that has nothing to do with spelling, but it was definitely a fun little memory for me.
I love that. And it sounds like you were the canned goods, C-A-N-N-E-D.
That is right. We did spell it that way.
And that is the traditional spelling. And you can occasionally find a usage commentator who says that is the only proper way to spell that. But it is also true that you can find the phrase spelled can goods, C-A-N, goods. This was brought to my attention when I gave a talk earlier this summer in Charlevoix up in northern Michigan. And I then noticed it at the grocery store near me up in northern Michigan, where it also had on the sign above the aisle, can goods. Can, as a word, is old. It goes back to Old English for a container that holds liquids, and it then specialized to be primarily metal. Canned is chiefly North American because the British used tinned. And by the mid-19th century, canned meant what we now use it to mean, that something is hermetically sealed in this airtight metal container. So we've got canned fruit and meat and vegetables, canned goods. Rebecca, can you have canned beer?
I can, but saying it, yes, I can for sure. But saying it almost feels a little awkward to me. Like, I don't think I would tell somebody, hey, can you go buy some canned beer?
I agree with you. The phrase is certainly out there and it is more common, but you can find canned beer. Now, what's happening with canned goods, you can explain it phonologically in terms of the sounds. So you've got this consonant cluster with an N, a D, and a G, and you're simplifying it so that canned goods, if you say it fast, can come to sound like canned goods, and then you get the spelling canned goods. I also found myself thinking about, does this happen at all with other things that appear in containers? For example, boxed wine. And you can find examples of box wine.
I would use that. And I would probably tell somebody, can you go buy some box wine?
Excellent. And then I also discovered that alongside bottled water, which is by far the most common, you can find examples of bottle water. None of these are especially common, but I was interested to go looking for these compounds where, as opposed to water that has been bottled, you've got bottle water, water in a bottle, the way that you have canned goods, goods that are in a can. Now, before we finish, Rebecca, we should talk about another meaning of canned, which means pre-recorded, prepared in advance.
That is definitely a phrase that we audio people are familiar with.
And sometimes it can be used in less positive ways. Canned laughter is sometimes seen as not real laughter, or a canned response may feel not genuine. And then, of course, in this recording space, we might have things in the can.
Ready to go to use later.
Exactly.
Before we finish up, I'm just going to give one more shout out to Crable's Canned Goods from Eaton Rapids Middle School. I still think of all of you. Thanks so much, Anne.
I'll talk to you next week.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.